Been there, done that. Many Africans say they feel Greece's pain, a reminder, they say, of their own so-called structural adjustment programs. Budget cuts were meant to open economies to investment, downsize overstaffed and inefficient governments, and encourage the creation of private sector jobs. But they also led to a reduction in public spending on health and education and economic contraction. That changed when the IMF permitted more spending on social needs and international debt relief efforts allowed money once targeted to creditors to be channeled into investments. Critics say there's not much hope for growth for Greece or any other government without forgiving or restructuring debt. Germany has ruled out writing off Greece's debt, although the IMF is urging debt relief and some form of investment to spur economic recovery. Elizabeth Sideropoulos says Africans have learned that policymakers must balance belt tightening with social justice.
While, particularly in the Greek case, a degree of austerity is important and is necessary, at what point do you actually have to say to yourself, well, the outcomes that we were hoping to achieve are actually, in fact, destroying the very patient or the very country that it's hoping to help.
On the other hand, she says developing countries are themselves contributing financial support to the IMF, and as much as they recall the pain of austerity on their own economies, they would not want to see what they consider to be a developed European country get special treatment.
The IMF should not be seen as being quite willing to pump money into economies that are industrialized and almost not while adopting different criteria or implementing it in different ways when it comes to developing countries.
Another lesson from the Greek crisis is the difficulty of establishing an EU-like monetary union in Africa that includes scores of countries at very different levels of economic development. Kenyan economist James Shikwati of the Inter-Region Economic Network in Nairobi says they would likely have the same problem as Greece, which struggles to meet strict European Union rules on keeping debt levels low as a percentage of gross domestic product. Shikwati says African governments have the same problems as Greece, curbing debt and containing expenditures. These issues and the dispute among European Union members themselves on budgetary rules are giving Africans second thoughts about the continent's own financial integration. Already, he says, African governments are failing to carry out less ambitious agreements and rules to ease border controls and to reduce restrictions that promote trade. He says a monetary union based on the EU is a romantic idea that ignores reality.
This Kenya, for instance, still has a big challenge just accounting for its public funds. Now, what will become of the continent or the region where we have a united front of countries that are poor managers of their funds, and then you put them in one bag? I think that would be even a big disaster than what we are witnessing in Europe.
Shikwati says the example of Greece is also leading Africans to reconsider debt relief deals that focus on imports and trade, especially with creditor nations. He says they often require debtor states to purchase goods and services from lenders. They do not, he says, encourage development in debtor countries.
In terms of export and import, you know, we've had this argument that there's an attempt to turn the whole of Africa into a huge supermarket, a shopping mall, which means import everything, produce nothing, export less. Again, if you look at the history of the challenges Greece also facing, there's the argument that Greece has been importing twice as much as they export.
African economists say their own governments must have a greater say in structuring loan agreements with the international lenders. Many in the African press approved of the recent Greek referendum, in which voters disapproved of the EU's offer of continuing austerity. A press release from the Congress of South African Trade Unions said the EU deal would suck the blood out of the Greek people, and that the voters had shown Africa an example of an alternative path to development that serves the people and their societal needs. Others say that it's not clear that Greece has charted a new direction for developing countries, including those in Africa. Despite Greek voters' rejection of continued austerity, the New Deal looks a lot like those agreed to in the past. I'm William Eagle in Washington.